Welcome to the podcast Health Matters and More. This podcast focuses on past and present patients of mine, area business leaders, and people making an impact right here in Northeast Indiana.
Hey, how you doing today? This is Dr. Richard Bush, and I am here with Del Helvey. Del, how you doing today?
I'm doing good.
I really appreciate you coming over today.
Yeah. Beating the weather.
Well, apparently it's supposed to get bad. I'm not sure. That's just the weathermen. They never get it right anyway, right?
Right.
Hey, why don't you tell us, what's your business name?
Group 5 Graphics.
Okay. And what do you guys do there?
Basically, anything related to marketing your particular mark or business. Vinyl graphics, logo design. Pretty much anything that entails in that.
And how long have you been doing that?
I started doing it part-time back in the early to middle 80s.
Wow.
That was back before any of the digital or electronic stuff. It was back when you opened a can of paint and took out a lettering quill and started painting on somebody's stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
That kind of sounds a little bit scary.
Yeah, it was to begin with. I couldn't tell you how many pieces of aluminum I trashed just practicing with the lettering enamel and the brush.
Oh, that's amazing. Hey, I'll tell you what. First, now, how did we get to know each other?
Actually, my daughter-in-law used to work for you.
Mm-hmm.
And
I remember.
I was experiencing some back issues,
mm-hmm.
and she highly recommended that I come over and have you take a look. That's how we really... I mean, I had seen all of your marketing and all of your commercials.
Well, and so how did you do with that? Because, yeah, I mean, as I recall, you had some back and leg pain and things like that.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
Obviously, you do a lot of bending, lifting, and twisting.
Right, yeah.
And those are the types of things that cause back problems.
Nature of the beast, yeah. Right, exactly.
So, and how have you done since then?
Great. Fantastic. I mean, at the risk of sounding like I'm being paid to do this, but I would highly recommend Busch Chiropractic to anybody that's experiencing any kind of back issues whatsoever.
I really appreciate that.
Without going Bob Ross on you and painting too vivid of a picture, I couldn't even put my underwear on by myself when I first came to see you.
That is a vivid picture.
Yeah. And, I mean, you took some x-rays and prescribed a course of action, and I couldn't recommend it high enough.
Hey, thank you so much. That really means a lot.
Yeah.
Well, and I know that we've used your service in the past, so
yeah.
Let's talk about what you do. Now, I know that you do a lot of signs and logos and everything else, but what's the kind of the core of the business that you actually started?
Well, I've always been interested in auto racing my entire life, and I didn't get such good grades in other courses in school because I was always drawing. Art was my forte.
Really?
Yeah. And that led to being interested in the auto sports, meeting some people in that arena.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started playing around with the brushes and stuff, that led to lettering race cars.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really how I got started in the graphics business, was just starting to letter race cars. And word of mouth. One guy would tell another guy, another guy would tell another guy. And it led to a sponsor on a race car contacting me to do some lettering at his place of business.
Really? What kind of race cars?
The local scene to begin with, mm-hmm. Like stock cars and modifieds mostly in the beginning. And then through some acquaintances, I would go up a couple of rungs to like maybe an ARCA series car or... I did do some stuff on a couple of NASCARs, but that really wasn't, you know, very much.
Right.
And one thing just led to another to where I kept building the business slowly and word of mouth. You can't beat word of mouth.
Right.
I mean, it's the best.
Well, and that's one of the reasons we even do this type of a program because, you know, you do a great job with what you do.
Well,
and
you.
I want to make sure that more people can hear about it. So I think it's kind of fun to do. So when you talk about the signs and the graphics and everything else, I mean, do you do a lot? Obviously, you do a lot of signs too, correct?
Yeah, yeah. It's not a huge part of our business. Vehicles is probably one of our largest things that we do. We are actually hooked up with a couple of recycling companies, local recycling companies. By local, I mean Northern Indiana. And they have all types of stuff that we have to do for them, trucks and containers that they sit on site.
Now, when you say that, you're talking about wrapping them, correct?
Some of it, yeah. Okay. Other parts is just painting
them.
Commercial lettering down the side of them, yeah.
Really? Okay.
Vinyl lettering, yeah. There's very little painting done anymore. I mean, it's becoming a lost art. Nobody wants to learn it.
Right.
Everything's digital. Yeah.
Well, it's a lot easier to make sure you don't make mistakes, I guess.
Yeah. Everything's done with a mouse now instead of a paintbrush.
Well, yeah, but along with that, I mean, you've got to think about it. I mean, that can be an expensive mistake.
Sure.
Especially.
Sure. I tell you a funny little story. This has been years and years ago when I was still lettering. I was lettering the side of a race car. Had the numbers all done, had the sponsors on it. Adult beverages were flowing freely at this particular location.
Right.
And I went over to do the other side of the race car, and when I had come back around to get something, somebody had just wiped all the way down the side of that car. So you don't do anything but get a thinner rag out and start over.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So the vinyl part, that's a very welcome change from the hand lettering.
Well, the funny thing about it is I think about stuff like lettering and painting on cars and things like that, like, almost like somebody getting a tattoo, and then they realize later on that they misspelled the word.
There's another funny story there, too.
Well, why didn't you tell me about it?
There used to be a restaurant at the corner of Estella and Old Maumee. And it was called 4 Mile House Restaurant. A friend of mine had a race car, and he had them as a sponsor. I lettered 4 Mile House Restaurant. I left an A out.
Oh, no.
They already had pictures of the car taken, and they had a big, huge, I don't know, it's probably 18 by 36 picture of the car on the wall. And they would not let me change that car. They kept it that way.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Funny story.
Well, that is kind of funny. I'm sure that they probably really liked it.
I have not.
You made it a little different.
I have not misspelled a restaurant to this day.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
So when you're dealing with graphics and that type of thing, I mean, and you said you make logos as well.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you do that?
You have tools at your disposal, different places, websites you can go to download some stuff. But I mean, it all starts mentally. I mean, you take the name of a person's business and what they do, and you just try to expound on that and incorporate that into what they're trying to say.
Right.
And that's, you know, actually designing logos is probably my favorite part of the business.
Really?
Being creative and trying to come up with saying something that they want to say through their logo.
And then you have to come up with the coloring and everything else?
Yeah, right, yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, so if you wanted to do something like that, how long does it take to come up with a logo?
Oh, gosh, it can take a long time, or it can just instantly hit and the person likes it.
Right.
Typically, you'll come up with 2 or 3 ideas for them to take a pick from, which kind of is self-defeating. I mean, you don't want to give somebody too many ideas because then they, oh, I like this, but I like it. And if you've got 2 or 3, they can pick and choose like something in this one, and they can put it into the other one. Yeah.
That's cool. So when it comes to a lot of the different marketing types of things that you do, I mean, have you worked on any other campaigns or anything like that to actually help, or, you know, where you're putting together like a whole program, or is it just more, you know, we're going to do this individual project and then we're going to do this individual project, or how does that work?
Yeah, that's pretty much how our business works. A person will come to you with a specific task. They got a truck that they want to have lettered that they've already got their own logo and stuff. That's pretty typical. But once in a while, you've got a new startup or something, then they don't have anything designed. And then you'll do banners or storefront, you know, signs and vehicles.
Really?
Yeah.
So you do the storefront and everything?
Yep. Again.
No kidding.
Yep.
So how long does it take to put, you know, I got a sign. I have a sign on the side of my building over there. Mm-hmm. You know, it's got a big... I didn't come up with the design myself.
Sure.
I didn't. I really didn't. It's got a big picture of me out there.
Yep.
I look a little bit younger than I do now. I'm not sure what happens, but it keeps changing.
Oh, boy, yeah.
I mean, I keep looking older, I guess, and the sign keeps looking the same. But when it comes to those big signs like that, mm-hmm. I mean, are those just like vinyl pieces that go over the top of something yep. like that, or how does that work?
Sections. We have our machines are 54-inch. Machines, which means we can print up to about 52 inches before we have to do another section.
Okay.
And you'll have an inch or so overlap to where you line up the image
right
from one panel to the next. If I remember correctly, I think that sign out there is 4 or 5 panels.
It's 4.
Yeah.
I believe. Yeah. And so when it comes to something like that, okay, so you're, I mean, I don't know. I have trouble printing things on my regular printer out here. So I'm not sure. How does it, is it like a program that divides the pictures up, or how does that work?
The software we have, you'll have an image and mm-hmm. you'll make it to size. And then in that software, it will automatically panel it for you. Or you can do it manually if you want it to split at a specific place.
Really?
Yeah.
So, and again, I'm here with Del Helvey with Group 5 Graphics. Now, Del, if somebody wanted to see your work, do you have a website or anything like that
yeah,
that you
could check out? Group5graphics.com.
Okay.
There's some stuff on there. We don't get on there and update it nearly as often as we should.
Well, nobody does. In fact, I hate websites personally. Yeah. My biggest problem with websites is that you don't use them enough, or you don't think you use them enough, and then all of a sudden you have to change the darn things.
Yep.
And you have to deal with all that stuff. And so then you have to put more information on them, and then you have to deal with Google, and then you have to deal. I mean, I remember the good old days when you could just, you know, if you were going to do any marketing, it was either radio, TV, newspaper, yep. or something like that, and that was it. And now you have to deal with all this other stuff, and it just becomes...
That is not my strong suit at all.
Do you guys have a Facebook presence or anything
yep.
like that?
Yep. David's on Facebook. He handles pretty much all of our social media stuff. I think he's on
what's
Twitter. No, it's X.
You know what that's listed under? Or is it just like Group 5 Graphics? Or
it might be Rap Daddy Dave.
Rap Daddy Dave.
Yeah, I know.
I love that.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But so with websites and things and that type of marketing, so your logos obviously are used on those types of things as well.
Mm-hmm.
Once you figure out a logo for a business, it can go pretty much any place, right?
Yep. Yep.
And as far as the overall biggest project that you've ever done, what's the biggest project that you ever did?
Oh, gosh.
I mean, you didn't, like, paint the whole side of a building or anything, did you?
Actually, one of the first commercial jobs that I ever did was a Union 76 gas station that used to be at the corner of Ferguson Road and Bluffton Road.
Really?
Yeah. That was back in the hand painting days.
No kidding.
It was a masonite block sidewall, and got the ladders out and 2x10 plank and just started painting that big orange ball. That was one of the first things.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you freehand it or did you?
Yep.
Really?
Yep. Freehanded.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's back in the days, like I said, when you opened up a can of paint and like on a race car,
right?
You would have a piece of butcher block paper that you would actually hand draw the number or the sponsor that was going to go on there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had what they called a pounce wheel, which you just traced that pencil line with a pounce wheel to put all kinds of little holes in that paper.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would take a powder bag and just go over that paper, and it would leave little kind of powder dots on the surface, and then that's where you painted.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So when you're painting,
see, I'm telling you how old I am.
No, actually, this is fascinating because I think I you know, it's like everything else with technology, we lose a lot of the artistic flavor.
Yeah.
And along with that, you know, yeah, things are easier because of the technology, but I don't think that they're, you know, I just don't think that they have the artistic flavor or the flair that
I've always said that the vinyl stuff has no personality.
Right.
When you had a guy with a hand lettering quill, it had personality.
Exactly. Yeah. And so that's why I think that this is so important. That's why I think it's interesting to talk about.
Ah.
I mean, so now you paint a lot of things by hand, right?
Used to.
Or you used to.
Yeah.
Okay. So now this might sound like a funny question for you, but did you ever get into graffiti? No?
Nope, never.
Because I see these trains drive by, and I think that those guys are pretty artistic.
I know.
It's amazing.
Some amazing stuff on some of those boxcars.
Right.
Yeah.
If you wanted to draw something like that or paint something like that, could you do that?
Probably.
Really?
Yeah, probably. After seeing so much of it, you know, you could duplicate it.
Right. Yeah. No kidding. How long does it take people to paint something like that?
Gosh, I don't. It'd be a while. I mean, that car would have to sit there for quite some time. I'm days, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
No kidding.
And how do they not get seen?
That's the thing I don't understand. I mean, obviously, when you were painting the side of that building, you know, you had the ladders and everything else up there.
Right.
I mean, I think you'd have to have ladders in some of those other cases, too,
You would think so.
Yeah. So when it comes to all this stuff, what's the favorite thing that you do? I mean, I know that you like to work with race cars and things like that, but what's your favorite part of what you're actually doing as far as you know, from a lettering standpoint, or, you know, not obviously you don't do a lot of painting, as you mentioned, but what's the favorite part of what you do right now?
Creating logo for somebody from scratch, I would have to say, it'd probably be the most gratifying thing, because you made that,
mm-hmm.
and it was accepted by someone else as being, yeah.
What's the most famous logo that you've done?
Oh, man, there's been so many.
Keep thinking about that. We'll throw that one back to you in just a second, okay?
Yeah.
All right, so when it comes to these types of jobs and things like that, how long does it take to put a sign together, like the sign that we have on the side of the building?
I think we had... See, the printer prints it, and then to give it any kind of longevity, you have to run it through a laminator, which puts a clear surface on it, mm-hmm. over the top of it,
right.
to help it last. I think we had 3 or 4 days in printing it, another day in laminating it, and then we were out here one day putting it up. So
right.
close to a week.
Well, that went up pretty quick. I remember that.
Yeah.
How long does a sign like that last?
If you've laminated it, the manufacturer will guarantee the material for 5 to 7 years.
Really?
Now, I've got stuff that's been out there for 15 to 20 years.
What about the coloring and stuff like that? I mean,
if it's laminated, they'll guarantee you.
It'll last.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
And because I mean,
maybe that's why you look so young on it.
Well, that might be. That's probably part of it.
Yeah.
You know, every time I drive by, though, I'm like, okay, well, at least I look young there. And I think I'm a little thinner on the side too. So thank goodness you guys made that. You use the right lens when you.
I think probably one of the longest lasting logos I designed was National Servals.
Really? You designed that one?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Guy that I helped on a race car. Had him as a sponsor. He was actually the head mechanic for National Serval. And my wife was the owner of Serval's personal secretary.
Really?
And he wanted to put Serval on the race car one time. And what I did was I put the National Serval, like it always was, mm-hmm. on the trucks and everything. And then I had a trash can. I painted a trash can. This was back when I was still painting.
Right.
And I painted a little trash can on there. And at the very bottom, I put a little mouse. Little mouse. That guy loved that. Little mouse. He didn't care about the National Serval, but he loved
it. He loved the mouse.
He loved the mouse.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
No, that's cool. So what other types of things do you like to do? Or what are the other areas of your business do you like to...
I don't particularly care for the wrapping part of the business.
Mm-hmm.
David loves it.
Right.
My son loves it. He loves the wrapping part.
I think he and I are going to talk about that in a couple of weeks.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
Which is kind of funny because I've got a lot of questions about that one too.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of questions that I'm really excited about for that one because I think that that's just kind of a really neat.
Some of his social media is pretty interesting. I mean, he just posted one, I think day before yesterday, where he had a piece of vinyl stretched over an open window in a car and he just took his fist and just pushed all the way in it, which put huge wrinkles in it. And he took a heat gun and started heating the vinyl, and it just came back to almost pristine condition.
Really?
And that's how adaptable the wrap stuff is.
Right. Well, and that's also that. I mean, that's also kind of the vinyl lettering and everything else. I mean, that stuff is rugged as hell.
Yeah, it's,
so you don't have to worry about, you know, it coming off or tearing or scratching.
And the good thing about the design part of it, mm-hmm. the designing the logo, is you can incorporate some of that personality that mm-hmm. we were talking about earlier,
right.
into somebody's logo, even though you're still using vinyl rather than the hand lettering, you can still make it look like it's got a personality.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's neat.
And I think that's where you got it over a lot of these guys that go out and buy a software program and a roll of vinyl, and they've got a, what do they call them, crickets at home?
Cricket. Yeah.
A little 12-inch cutter.
Right.
Never mind. I'm getting out. Yeah.
Oh, well, see, I'm not sure exactly what that is, but... That's something we could talk about later.
Yeah.
Hey, is there anything else, when we talk about all this, is there anything else that you really want to talk about as far as, first of all, Group 5 Graphics? How can people get in touch with you if they're interested in talking with you or hiring you for something?
I think we've got contact information on the website or obviously the phone numbers.
What's the website again?
Group5Graphics.com, and you can either use the number 5 or spell it out. I think it's all kind of contact information on there as far as email or phone numbers or whatever.
What's the phone number? You know it? You remember it?
I should give you David's.
I was just testing your memory, Del.
I'm semi-retired.
Right. I was testing your memory, Del.
He's constantly saying, Dad, just tell him to call me.
Right. Well, do you have his number?
Yeah, let me get it here.
All right. So, well, as I mentioned, I'm here with Del Helvey, Group 5 Graphics, and I want to thank you very much for coming over. Is there anything else that you'd like to talk about today?
Gosh, I don't think so. I think we've just about covered about everything that we're...
Well, I cannot wait to talk with Dave as well about the wraps, because I think that that stuff is amazing also. Yeah. And I see these cars driving around with all kinds of different, not only logos on them, but I mean, you know, somebody told me the other day they could change a color of a car just with a wrap. I don't know how that works, too.
Absolutely.
So I'm looking forward to that. I think that's going to be in about 2 weeks when we're going to talk to him, maybe two or maybe three. But I'm looking forward to that. And again, Del, I really appreciate your time. Del Helvey, Group 5 Graphics, thank you so much for coming by.
Thanks, Doc.
Hey, thank you very much. Have a great day.
Yep, you too.
Bye-bye.